I wanted to talk about today the topic of evaluating kesef kiddushin or a ring or a shava kesef for kiddushin. The sugya really begins on the Avzayinim Aveis and continues over onto Chesem et Aleph. So let's start at the bottom sugya on Avzayinim Aveis, where the Gemara tells us Ahu gavra da akdish b'shiroi, a certain individual who kaddish a woman with silk clothing. Rabba amar loy tzrich ishuma, it doesn't need to be evaluated. Rabbi Yosef amar tzrich ishuma, it has to be evaluated for how much it's worth. So the Gemara says, what's the case? Idam lo becholduhu, if he says, I'm marrying you with whatever it is, you know, take it as is. Kuli amar loy pligid loy tzrich ishuma, everyone would agree that you don't need a shuma. Because she said she'll get married, whatever it is. Ida amala chamshin v'loy shavu chamshin. If he says it's worth 50 and it's not worth 50, halo shavu. So then, what's the issue? So again, if it's what he says, whatever, you know, take it as is. So then you shouldn't need a shuma. If he says chamshin, it's not worth chamshin v'loy shavu chamshin halo shavu. Ki pligi da amar chamshin. When is there a machlokes between Rabbi Yosef and Rabba? Rabba holds loy tzrichi shuma. Rabbi Yosef holds tzrichi shuma. He said 50 and it's worth 50. So Rabba Amar Loy Tzichishuma Da Shavu Chamshin. Rabba says, what are you checking for? It's worth 50. No. What's the problem? Rabbi Yosef Amar Tzichishuma came into Izza Loy Bikibishuma Loy Sam Chadayta. Since she doesn't know that it's worth 50, she has to have a Shuma. So Rabba Paskins, no, Lamais, it's worth 50, whether she knows about it or not, and the Kiddushin is valid. Ika de Amri, another possibility, another Lishna, Lashon version of this Machuzin Rabban Rabbi Yosef, is in that no, Bekol de Hunami Pligi, they're even arguing about if he said, take it as is. If he said, as is, what's the Machlekes? Rabbi Yosef Amar Shave Kesef Areu Ki Kesef. Rabbi Yosef says, Shave Kesef is like Kesef. Ma Kesef de Kayetz, Av Shave Kesef Nami de Kayetz. Just like Kesef is something which is a set amount, so too, Shavu Kesef has to be a set amount. I mean, it has to be something which is known, a quantitative value that you can assess. Just like Kesef, you know right away when you take it how much it's worth. Shavu Kesef, too, she has to know how much it's worth. That's part of the rules of Shavu Kesef. So if Yosef holds, even if he says, Koldu, take it as is, you have to have a Shuma. Rav Yosef, you know, okay, so he has his a limud for this halacha, and according to Rabba, no, that just like once it's worth a shava pruta, and he said koldahu, that is good enough, and you don't need a shuma. Okay, so the first version in the Gemara is when does Rabbi Yosef require an assessment of the value of this item? Is if he says chamshin and it's shava chamshin, if it's not worth 50, then it's a mistaken sale. But if he says it's 50 and it's worth, Mekadesh Ami Amanas, that it's 50 and it's worth 50, Rabbi Yosef holds you still need a Shuma so that she should be aware that it was worth 50. And Rabba holds you do not need a Shuma. No, Loi Tzrichi Shuma the Hashavu Chamshin. Because Lamaisa, it's worth 50, even if she was mistaken and she thought maybe it wasn't, Lamaisa, since it's worth the amount that he said, you don't need a Shuma. According to the opinion that you need a Shuma, when does this Shuma have to take place? When are you supposed to do it? So Rashi says over here, Loi tzrichi shuma, she ashumu oisan shmaim kodem shetekavlem, before she gets it. That makes sense. You know, you hand it over with what do they call it? An evaluation, like a diamond. They come with an official estimated value. Has to be, done by an official appraiser. Rabbi Yosef, look at Taisvis. Taisvis also says, Rabbi Yosef Amar Tzrichi Shuma Kaidem Kiddushin, Kaamar Kedperish Bekuntris, before the wedding. The Rambam actually says it can happen afterwards. I don't know, I think it's such a big deal. Interesting machlokes. Does it have to be done before or after? But Lamaisa, how do we paskin? Do you need, if he says Shavu Cha, and he says it's worth 50, and Lamaisa, it's worth 50, do you need a Shuma? Does it have to be appraised? Yes or no? No, we paskin like who? Who are we paskin like? We paskin like Rabba. How do you know? Over here the Ein Mishpat Ner Mitzvah tells you. But it happens to be a Gemara later on. The Gemara later on in the Testament Aleph, everybody say turn to Testament Aleph. The Gemara later on in Testament Aleph, right before the two dots, tells us, V'hilchasa shiroi loy tzrichi shuma. two lines before the two dots. Shiroi, silks do not need an appraisal. Who is that like? That's like Rabba. Silks never need an appraisal. Whether you said 50 and it's 50, you don't need an appraisal. So Taisus there on that Gemara asks two questions. Look at Taisus Tesemet Aleph, Devar Masav Hilchasa. Right there, Tesemet Aleph. Hilchasa, Shirai Lo Tzichi Shuma, Vim Taimar. Amai Itzrik Lifsai Kirabo Lagabi Rabbi Yosef. This is a Machlekes Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef back here on Zayin Mebeis. Do you have to assess silk, something that's of value that you're giving, that's not Kesef itself, it's Shavu Kesef, do you have to have an appraisal? So Rabbi holds you don't, Rabbi Yosef holds you do. So Amai Itzrik Lifsai Kirabo Lagabi Rabbi Yosef, but the Gemara has in Boba Basra, and whenever you have a Machlekes in Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, how do we paskin? Paskin and Hilchasa Kirabo. Bar Misada Inyanachsa, except for three cases, we always paskin like Rabba. So why do you even have to say it? Of course we paskin like Rabba. So Taisa says, well, maybe that's only B'mili the Baba Basra. Maybe that's only in Gemara Baba Basra, but not elsewhere. The Lay Nahira, he doesn't like that. Dal Karcha B'kule Gemara Hilchasa Karabba. We always paskin like Rabba. But then he goes on and asks a different question. Why does the Gemara say Hilchasa Shiroi Lotzichi Shuma? What should the Gemara have said a little more simply? Could have said Hilchasa Karaba. We passing like Rabba. What are you telling me that Rabba Shita is Shiroi Lotzichi Shuma? Just say, if we passing like Rabba, just say we passing like Rabba that you don't need a Shuma. Just say we passing like Rabba. Why do you have to explain to me what Rabba Shita is? We know what Rabba Shita was. So you don't need a Shuma. Just say Hilchasa Karaba. So basically, here are the two questions. Number one, we always pass like Rabbi, you don't need to say it. And even if you're going to say it, say it! Say it! Hilchasa Karaba! What are you saying? Hilchasa Shiroi Lotzichi Shuma. So based on these two questions, Rabbeinu Tam comes up with a fantastic shot, which is Nogea Lamaisa. Look, a few lines more down, and that ties this different mask of Hilchasa. Two words into the line, you have Va'emer Rabbeinu Tam. So writes Taisus, Va'emer Rabbeinu Tam, Das Lashmuinon. This is coming to teach us. The Davka Shiroi Hu Deloi Tzrichi Shuma. You know what doesn't need an evaluation and an appraisal? Is silks. Lufisha Shumasin Yadu Oksas. Most women know the value of silks. We don't, probably. They do. Maybe most people do. Ve'ein regilin litois boy. No one's going to make such a grievous or extreme mistake regarding its value. Aval shar dvarim kegoin avanim toivos umargolius, pearls and diamonds and stones. Ooh, sheyei she'enim toivos elamaat. There are some that are worth very little. You give that to a woman, she thinks all of a sudden she has the perfect diamond, that there's no fault, it's not rhinestones, it's diamond. They see right away. They see, nobody sees cubic zirconia. Maybe nowadays it's changed, but no one saw that, that you were giving them the cheap stone. They thought you were giving them the best stone. And she's going to think it's worth a tremendously, different value than its real value. So tzrichi shuma, there you need a shuma. Mishum deloy sam chadaita, because she only has intention to get married if it's actually worth in the ballpark of what she imagines, but not what and if it's not that, she doesn't have a mind to get married. Ulfichach nagu ha'olam lekadesh b'tabah she'en bo evan. Therefore, the minig is to get married with a ring that has no stone. Engagement ring you can give with the stone. But ring that you use for the Habas Kiddushin should have no stone. A solid gold ring. Same thing would be if, let's say, it's a goldish color, but it's really copper. And that's also same story. People, when they see a goldish ring, the Stam Habas Kiddushin is gold. Yeah, and if it's not gold, you have to say. It says in Shulchan Aruch also, if you're being Makadish with a silverish ring, so you have to say that it's... maybe there she thinks it's silver. Maybe she thinks it's platinum. They look very similar. You have to have a trained eye to be able to tell the difference. So if she might think that it's worth more than it is, she might think, ooh, there's a platinum ring. And it's really silver. Silver is traditionally worth less than platinum. So then you have to spell it out. Therefore, when it's a stone, you would need a shuma. You would need an appraisal in order to get married with a stone. She sees it. She thinks it's worth a tremendous amount. and it's really not worth that much. So therefore, the minig is developed not to get married with a ring that has a stone out of this concern that she might think that it's worth much more than it is. And even if she was there when you bought the ring, and you know, she knows how much it was worth, and you had an official appraisal, the minig is not to get married with a ring that has a stone in it. But what about, the Ran discusses over here, what about the following situation? Look at the Ran. See, quotes Rabbeinu Tam, of a Rabbeinu Tam Amar, D'mishum haki nakat shiroi. Why does the Gemara say in Tasman Aleph, shiroi lo tzichi shuma? Just say we're passing like Rabbah, and why do we have to say it at all that we're passing like, we always passing like Rabbah. Wafi, Shashumasin Yadu, the only time you don't need a shuma, the only time you're passing like Rabbah, or Rabbah holds you don't need a shuma, is by silks. There isn't such a mistake you can make. A little bit more, a little less. People make great mistakes with regards to its value. There are those that are worth very little. There are those that are worth a lot. Even Rabbah would agree there. You should not get married with such an item unless you had a shumas bekiyum, preferably before the wedding. Even if you did, again, the minig is not to do it. Meikar din would probably be okay if you had a shumas bekiyum, you had a real appraisal done. But lemaisa is the minig is not to do it. And continues the Ran. Da'af al-gavdula omar lo d'shavi chamishin. 1 minute, he didn't tell her how much it's worth. Rabbi said there are two lishinas in the Gemara. The first lishin in the Gemara is, when do Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef argue? Only if he tells her it's worth 50. When she sees it, she's like, really? I'm not so sure. So Rabbi Yosef holds you need a shumas bekiyim, and you need a shuma of experts, and Rabbah holds no, you don't. What about if he doesn't say anything? He just says kolduhu. He doesn't say anything. Whatever it is, take it as is. Here's the ring. He doesn't throw out a value to her. So there, and according to the Lishna Kama, nobody held you needed a shuma there. Nobody held you need an evaluation there. If you said kolduhu, take it as is. Whatever it is is. Nonetheless, says the Ran, the Abba Gavdu, Amar Rav Shavi Chamishin, he didn't throw out a value to her. Amar Rav Koldu, Tzrichi Shuma, it's still no good. Because she sees it, and she thinks, wow, I hit the jackpot. He's been modest the whole time, but he's really, much more wealthy than he gives the impression. So therefore, she's going to think it's worth a wild amount, and it's really not. So the Ran says, even if you didn't throw out a value to her, you just said koldehu. It's still you still should not do this. Yeah.
So it's based off the woman's expectations.
Yes. Mistaken expectations.
So it doesn't matter if it was good.
Even though in the Gemara it doesn't say that. The Gemara says silks you shouldn't do if you throw out a value. That was where Rabbi Yosef held you need a shuma, and where even Rabbah held there you don't need a shuma. Because Lamai says he said koldehu, whatever it is, or even if you said 50, Lamai says if it's worth 50, it's fine. What she thinks doesn't really matter. But over here, with regards to Avanim Tovos, Rabbeinu Tam is Mechadesh two things. Number one, even Rabbah holds here, you need a Shuma. And number two, says the Ran, even if you said Koldu, you said nothing. I didn't give you an estimate amount where you're now not sure. I said nothing. I gave it to you. Here it is. Shiny stone.
Even if it's obvious that it's worth way more than
Kuta? Yes, because she thinks it's worth X amount. And that's what she has in mind to get married with. And it's really not worth that much. That's the Ran. The Rush disagrees. Says the Rush, Perek Aleph Simin Ches, he quotes Rabbeinu Tam, that the reason why the Gemara in Daf Testament Aleph doesn't say Hilchasa Karaba, says Hilchasa Shiroi Lo Tzrichi Shuma, is to teach us that only silks don't need a Shuma, but stones do. Umiu Lo Berirali, says the Rush, Haitaima, Mashanagu Olam Haser Evim Min HaTabas. This is not a justification for that which the minig is not to get married with a ring that has a stone. Darmina Makolda, who no chasan in our context gives an amount when he gives the tabas kiddushin. He just gives it to her, stamazoi. So once you say Makolda, you didn't say any amount. Darmina Makolda, lo pligilu lishnakama. There was no machlekes. Vein derech lo say shuma le tabasho kiddushin. Our minig is not to, when you give the tabasho kiddushin, she says, well, how much is it worth? And you say, well, I think around, this amount. Nobody does that. So says the Rush, since you're just saying bekolduhu, no one ever held he needed a shuma there. Even Rabbi Yosef, who held he needed a shuma by the silks, holds he don't need a shuma here. Bekolduhu, according to the Lushna Kama. So therefore says the Rush, even though he thinks Rabbeinu Tam is correct, that even Rabbah would agree you need a shuma when it comes to stones, that's only if you threw out an amount. But if you didn't throw out an amount, you said bakodu, that would be fine. No, you would not need a shuma. Everybody see, hear the difference? Because even Rabbi Yosef never required a shuma by silks when you didn't throw out an amount first. All you said was bakodu, take it as is. So Rabbah should be no worse than that. Yes, Rabbah generally holds you don't need a shuma by silks, and by stones he might, because the difference in how much he might think, you know, how mistaken she might be about the actual value is great. But if you didn't say an estimated amount, you just said bakodu, even Rabbi Yosef never held you needed a shuma, certainly Rabbah should not hold you and need a shuma there either. So if you said bakodu, you can get married with a ring that has a stone. Lamaisa, how do we paskin? Like the Ran or like the Rush? What if you said bakodu? Again, this is a standard case, could happen, maizim b'chol yoim. A guy gives a ring for a tabas kiddushin that has a stone. He did not give an estimated value when he gave her the ring. Is that good or not? So we said, with the ring with stones, need a shuma. Everyone holds you need a shuma because she might be tremendously wrong about its value. But according to the Ran, that's even if you didn't give out an estimated value. You just gave it to her stam, still no good. According to the Rush, the only time it's a problem is if you gave her an estimated value, because she's not sure now if you're right. But if you didn't give her an estimated value, you just gave it to her bakodu, you could get married with a ring that has a stone. This is two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch, and Evan Ezer Simulam at Aleph Siv Beis. Amai says two opinions. That's why the minig is not to do it. The minig is clearly not to do that. The minig to get married with a plain old gold ring. There's a machlekes between the Paiskim and our yeshiva about what about a ring that has engravings. Like a fleur-de-lis, you know, what do they call those? Like a swirl or different things. So my wife told me he thinks you can't get married with that either because she thinks it's like some unique art piece, you know, that is a once, you had custom made or, you know, it might increase the value of the ring. But I spoke to both of Shethru and Wilg about it numerous times. They thought, no, everyone knows that these things are mass printed. It costs no more to get the ring with the design than the ring without the design. No problem.
It seems to be that you can't use stones because the majority of people
don't know the value.
But why shouldn't you go from a case-to-case basis? So if the woman itself maybe is a Bucky evaluation, she knows the value.
She's going to sit there with a loop underneath the chuppah, like looking at it.
So fine, and even the other way, though. So
for imperfections?
Gold is a lab because everyone knows the value. What if this individual person doesn't know the value of gold? Can you still give it?
And you're an Amaretz.
It's just based on the robe?
Yeah. We all know... I don't know how much gold is selling for now, you know, per ounce. Neither do you, probably. Maybe some guy in the commodities trader, you know, following us put your Cy Sims project. But most of us don't follow the commodities that closely. But we know the general value of gold. But stones is just impossible. I mean, the range is so great, you know. So therefore, that's why it's such an issue. However, the Ramah makes things a little bit more complicated. Okay, so that's why the minig is not to get married with a stone, a ring that has a stone, but a ring that has an engraving, I think, is all right. But look at the Ramah. The Ramah writes that we have the minig that the Kala wears a veil. Now, why does she wear a veil? That's not only to facilitate a bedekin. The bedekin is a whole separate issue. It's one shita in chuppah is that when he puts the veil over her head, that is considered to be chuppah, but that's not really how we paskin. We do it l'chumra, but we paskin the chuppah is the canopy that they're standing underneath. So why do we have a veil? Why does she wear a veil? So the answer is because the Ramah says that it's to demonstrate that she doesn't care what she's getting married with. Whatever it is, she's fine. She's mistapik b'muot. Pas b'melech teichu. Mikol makom. Also, the minig is the Masada Kiddushin asks the witnesses underneath the chuppah, is the ring worth a Shavar Pruta? You're supposed to ask the chassan, the Masada Kiddushin asks the chassan, is the ring yours? The Edom hear him say, yes, it's mine. Then they ask the Edom, do you see it's worth a Shavar Pruta? They say, yes, we see it's worth a Shavar Pruta. Why do you do that? The Kala says, whatever it is, as long as it's Shavar Pruta, I'm happy. Gam, noigin lechatzos pnei hakala tznuos, the minig is to cover over the face of the Kala. Ve'einan makpidos b'mem mekadesh oisan, in order so that she should demonstrate, whatever it is, I don't care. You know, like this. She doesn't care. that's the case, I don't know how thick the veil has to be. But whatever, okay, fine. That's a topic for another time. Right, the Pischei Tshuva. Kasa b'sever kehilas Yaakov. V'zeh l'shoyne. Davko b'kahai gavno. Shekitcha b'evin sh'rosso so sh'yesh lo mokom litos it's asma d'svur sh'shov v'sachabi. 1 minute. The only problem then is getting married with a ring that has a stone as if she saw it. She thinks, "Ooh, it's worth a lot." Now she raised her standards. She expects a lot. She never saw the ring until now, and she's wearing a veil. So she's not seeing it, and she has her mind to get married with whatever it is. Now that in our time we cover over the face of the kala with the veil. So now it should be good enough to get married with the ring that has a stone. Because if she never sees the ring before, and she doesn't see it even underneath the chuppah, because she has a, you know, one of those...
Veils are see-through, though, for the most part, no?
Some are like, you know, a bomb shelter behind there, you know? Some are very thick, you never know. So if she can't see anything... So then, and even with the veil, it's obscured. She can't tell, you know, what the stone is. It is. So now, should it be good or not? So the Pischei Tshuva suggests that perhaps it is. And if Shechter quotes like that from Ramesh Shalavetchik, the Rav's father, and the Sefer Nefesh HaRav, he quotes like that from Ramesh Shalavetchik. Nowadays, perhaps it's okay to get married with a ring that has a stone, but Lamaisa is, even though we do have the practice of covering over the face of the Kala, and there is a legitimate argument to allow it, that is still not the common practice. The common practice is, and that's what should be followed, is to get married with a ring that does not have a stone, to be cheshish for this opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, that even though you said, b'kol shehu, you didn't give her an estimated amount, the Lamai says we don't get married with a ring that has a stone, like the Ran, and that is the common practice. So we don't need a shumas bekiyah. But the Gemara continues on. Over here on Chesem et Aleph. What is the source for this statement of Rabbi Yosef in the Lishna Basar? And this is all within the Lishna Kama. In the Lishna Kama, you threw out an estimated amount. Rabba holds, you don't need a Shuma. Lamaisa, it's worth that amount. Rabbi Yosef holds, you do need a Shuma because she might make a mistake as to, in terms of how much it's worth. But then in the Lishna Basra, the Gemara says, no, perhaps they're arguing about it, even if you said, but call the who. Rabba holds, you don't need a Shuma. Lamaisa, you gave her what it's worth. Rabbi Yosef holds, you do need a Shuma. Because Shava Kesef has to be midi dekayetz. It has to be a set known amount. A known quantity. Just like cash is a known quantity, so too Shava Kesef has to be a known quantity. So one of the sources that the Gemara marshals to support the opinion of Rabbi Yosef over here in Chesem et Aleph is from Pidin HaBen. Look down after the period. Amar Rabbi Yosef. Mino Aminola. How do you know that it has, right, you know, a third of the way down. How do you know that it has to be a set amount? Shavu Kesef also has to be a known quantity. Tesanya, Ego Zele Pidyon Bini. Ego Zele Pidyon Bini. Tau Zele Pidyon Bini. Loyamer Klum. If you said that this calf or this Tau should be Le Pidyon Bini, that's no good. Ego Zeh B'chamesh Shloim Le Pidyon Bini. This calf, you mentioned the Chamesh Shloim, is which is the amount, of course, of Pidyon HaBen, should be in the place of the Chamesh Shloim for Pidyon HaBen. How is it be Chamesh Shloim a Pidyon Bino, a Pidyon Bini, Bino Padoi? Hi Pidyon Hechidami. 1 minute, what's the case? Elam Deloi Shavi, if it's actually not worth Chamesh Shloim, so Kol Kamine, what, can I make it worth Chamesh Shloim just by saying that it's worth Chamesh Shloim? Olav Avogav De Shavi. Even though it's worth Chamesh Shloim, certainly. If it came in the, it's not good enough. I'm sorry. We're talking about the first case. Ego's opinion beneath, Tal's opinion beneath, it's no good. So why is it, and then in the second case, it is good. Because you said Chamesh Shloim. What's the difference between the two cases? So if it's not worth Chamesh Shloim, it shouldn't be good in the second case either. You can't make it worth Chamesh Shloim just by saying it's so. So it must be that it is worth Chamesh Shloim. If it's worth Chamesh Shloim, how come in the Reisha it's no good? Alav Afogav Deshavi became in the Lokaitzi Loi. Since it's not a set amount, you didn't set an amount. You didn't say Chamesh Shloim. It's no good. So in the first case, even though you're giving a talis, you're giving an ego that's worth Chamesh Shloim, since you didn't set a known amount for the ego, or for the talus, the pinyan rabbanan is no good. Don't you see that money has to be shavei kesef when it's being used in place of kesef, has to be worth that amount, you know, it has to be worth a set amount. Says Gemara, no, loy, li'aylam de'loy shavei, li'aylam it's not worth chamesh shloim. Really? It's not worth chamesh shloim. How then is the sefer good? What's the case in the sefer? He said, "Egal zeh b'chamesh shloim l'pinyan b'ni, talus zu b'chamesh shloim l'pinyan b'ni." The opinion is good, but why? It's not worth that amount. Ukagoyin the kibo kain iluye, the kain accepted it in lieu of that amount. Ki hadarav kahana shakol suder mibei pinyan aben. Just like Rav Kahana took a sudar, which is like a scarf you'd wrap around his head or neck or whatever. He took it in lieu of Pinyan Aben. Rav Kahana, of course, is a Kain. He took it in lieu of Pinyan Aben, even though it was not worth Chamesh Shloim. Amalei lididi chazi li Chamesh Shloim. For me, it's worth Chamesh Shloim. Amaravashi lo amaran el kagoyin Rav Kahana de gavar rabahu. We only said this with regards to Rav Kahana, who was a great man. He had to wear this like, kind of turbany hat on his head. Aval kuli amaloi. Everybody else, no. Kahana would be rugil to buy these things for such expensive amounts, but everybody else not. Okay, so we don't have a proof from here. We don't have a proof from here that Shavei Kesef has to be an exact known quantity. Here it's talking about where it's worth less than Chamesh Shloim. If it's worth less than Chamesh Shloim, why then? And that's why in the first case it's no good. You say, Egel Zeg Opinion Bini, Talos Zeg Opinion Bini, it's no good. It's not worth Chamesh Shloim. How come when I say, Talos Zuba Chamesh Shloim, Egel Zeg Chamesh Shloim, Opinion Bini, now it is good? Because the Kohen is saying, I will accept it in lieu of Didi Chazili Chamesh Shloim. For me, it's worth Chamesh Shloim. Only if he's like Rav Kahana, who would actually pay that amount. Yes?
How does the Kinyan for Pidyon Bini work? Father gives the money.
Right.
Or in this case, a sudar.
Right.
The Kohen, and the Kohen keeps it.
Yes.
So then, in this example, right, we're saying that that Rav Kahana was a adam kashrut.
Right.
So he's gonna. So for him, the sudar is worth more than.
He would pay a lot of money.
He would pay a lot of money
for his turbans, the hats.
But then it, why is it? Is the pinyan necessarily be done with the sudar? You know that example only works.
No, it's an item that you would pay that amount for it, then you can say, vis-a-vis me, it's worth that amount, even though it normally wouldn't sell for that amount, but for you, vis-a-vis you, it's worth that amount.
So the fact that he's an Adam Khashu is totally, it's only relevant because this item has
he would pay a lot of money for that, right.
So meaning it could be anyone who would pay a lot of money for anything.
Correct. And nothing to do with the fact that he's a Talmid Chacham. No. Has to do with the fact that he would pay that amount for it, so for him, it's worth that amount.
Okay.
That's a push-up shot in the Gemara. Okay,
why
we'll see.
It might have. Meaning, if it's at a store, right, no one's buying it, but he needs
no,
it.
No, not true. A person who is a always wears hats will pay more for a hat than a person who doesn't wear hats.
But the hat's still worth the same amount. You go to a
if
hat
you wear
store,
ties every day, you can say, why would anybody spend X amount of money on a tie when you could buy one in the store for
$15? So he's buying a really nice hat, though. It's not like a regular hat that everyone else would buy, though.
For him, he would pay a lot of money for it. He would pay a lot of money for his hats. Other people would say, you're insane to pay that amount of money for a hat. They would never pay that. If you try and sell hats in community where nobody sells hats, nobody wears hats, no one's going to buy your hat for $300. They say a felt hat. I mean, they think you're crazy. But you would, for fruit, you're going to pay $80 for yellow fruit with a, But we do pay that. $80 is cheap now. So we pay that amount. So you're right. In the marketplace at large, you wouldn't sell it. Or in this community, might not. But he would buy it for that amount. So he says, Lididi Chazili, for me, it's worth Chamesh Shloim. So to the animal, he would pay that amount for an animal. So Lididi Chazili, Chamesh Shloim, for him it was good. But again, we're not talking, just to put it back into context, we were trying to prove that Rabbi Yosef, like the opinion of Rabbi Yosef, that you need a set amount of, in order for something to work as Shavei Kesef. It has to be a known quantity. And therefore the Gemara thought to prove that from here too, the Egel and the Talus certainly are worth Chamesh Shloim. And therefore, and you have to see from here that it's not good enough to give it without articulating the fact that it's worth Chamesh Shloim. It has to be midi dekai. It says, no, it's worth less than chamesh shloim. If it's worth less than chamesh shloim, how come if I say it should be in place of chamesh shloim, it's good for pinyan haben, it's not worth that amount? The answer is, if kahana said lididi chazili, for me it is worth that amount because I would pay that amount for it. And we don't have a proof, therefore, for Rabbi Yosef, the Shavu Kesef normally has to be midi dekayet. It's only here because it was actually worth less than that amount, so he had to say the lididi chazili chamesh shloim. Look at this, the Ran, though, on this Gemara. When does this lididi chazili work? What is the extent of this, that I can artificially pump up the value of an item? So look at the Ran. Does this work by Kiddushin too? Yeah, we were discussing this in Seder. Let's say it's worth less than Shaveh Pruta. The item is worth less than a Shaveh Pruta. Can the Kala say, Lididi Chazili? For me, it's good enough. You know, we're starting off with modest means. You know, I once had a friend who was, in those days, times were different. But he was bragging to his father. They grew up in Teaneck. The guy went to Eretz Yisrael, flipped down the mice. So he came home. I said to his father, the guy ended up in the mirror, a whole story. So the guy says to his father, this girl is so great. He's like, she's willing to eat dirt, this girl. So he said, good, bring it to the backyard. We have a home backyard full of dirt. Anyway, the maisa, they're starting off with modest means. So she says, I understand he can only get a ring out of the Cracker Jack box. That's fine for me. You know, they want to live really past the melas lecha. Fine. Can you do that, though? So says the Ran, Miu Mashu the Beinan Shia Darkalis Yaka Bekayotzi Bazeh, Ar Kidei Damim Halalu. It actually has to fluctuate up to this amount. Halav Hochi Lo Matsi Yomali Didi Shavali. Oh, we'll get back to this point, okay? The Ran says, you actually have to pay that amount. We'll get back to that point. Look at the third line, though, I'm sorry. Umishum Hochi Anima Stapik, Bimekadesh, Bedova Sheino Shavaputa, something that's not worth a Shavapruta, Imatzi Amra, we'll get back to the first line in a minute, but let's say something that's not worth a Shavapruta is a Suffolk, Imatzi Amra, Lididi Shava, can she say, for me, it's worth a Shavapruta? The Efshar, the Kaven, the Gol Shavamidi, Lav Kol Hayemen, Alasi Salav Tiras Kesef. Since it's not worth a Shavapruta, you cannot artificially make it Tiras Kesef, worth a Shavapruta. The Hakha Shiny, hereby pitting a Ben, is different. The Kaven the Vade Mamainahu Kiyamu Didi Shava Limahani. Hereby pitting a Ben, it's different because it's certainly money you can say with Didi Shavali. What is he saying? What's he driving at? The Ran is saying the following distinction. He said, when something is worth a Shavapruta, objectively, you can pump up the value higher than that artificially by saying, I would pay more than that amount for this, and you can up it to be chamesh shloim. But what about if it's worth less than a shavapruta? Says the Ran, that's different, because objectively it's not money; it's not what he calls teiras mamon. Less than a shavapruta is just below the threshold of what's considered to be significant in the eyes of halacha. It's just not; it's garnished. It's not money at all. So says the Ran, you cannot artificially through by saying, well, I would pay more than that for this item, or for me, it's worth more than that for this item. You cannot elevate its status to be mamon. If it's mamon already, it's worth more than a shavapruta. You can artificially elevate its value to be chamesh shloim, but you cannot artificially elevate the value of an item from less than a shavapruta to be a shavapruta. So it might only work by pitin aben. This might not work by kiddushin. By pitin aben, where the value you have to reach is five shloim, if objectively it's worth a pruta, you can pump it up or elevate it to be chamesh shloim. But if it's not worth a pruta, which is the value you need for kiddushin, you cannot artificially elevate it to be worth a shavapruta. Yeah.
This may be a stretch, but like we spoke about how like if someone is dancing or singing, yeah, that would be like, oh, right, I would pay that amount to do it.
Right.
So if, let's say the woman is saying, like, it's so valuable to me to just be married, why can't it just get to that level?
Then why do you need anything?
Because you need some type of kinyan.
If you need some type of kinyan, then it has to be recognized in the eyes of halacha, and less than a shavapruta is not recognized by the establishment of halacha. You can't just exchange vows. So, but this rule, or this line in the sand that the Ran is drawing between less than a shavapruta, more than a shavapruta, Reb Chaim has a famous comment, echoing the comment of the Ran, on a Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Geneva. Writes the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Geneva, over here, Ois Hei, Perk Alpha Locha Base. Also, Lignov Kosher Udin Taira. You're not allowed to steal anything. Midai Raisa. Even how much? It sounds like even what?
Kosher.
Even a kosher, it sounds like. It doesn't say Shava Pruta. So, write the Magen Mishnah. V'din Shava Pachos Mi Pruta B'mamon. K'din Chatzi Shir B'Yisurim. Why are you not allowed to steal less than a Shava Pruta? It's like Chatzi Shir Asim in a Taira. You're not allowed to eat. If you're not well, you know, if you're a healthy person, you're not allowed to eat, you know, less than a kezais in Yom Kippur. Why not chatzi shir? We pass a Rabbi Yochanan chatzi shir asa min ha-taira. You're not allowed to eat the pachos min ha-shir on Yom Kippur. So too says the Magen Mishnah, you're not allowed to eat less than a shir of basta b'chalav. You know, just a taste, a cheese, but you're not allowed to do that. Or, you know, taste in the veil of chazatreif, you're not allowed to do that either. Even though it's a chatzishir asa min ha-taira, so too you're not allowed to steal less than a shavar pruta of mamon. It's a chatzishir asa min ha-taira. However, Reb Chaim disagreed with this Magen Mishnah. Reb Chaim argued that no, chatzi shir by isurim, by machalos asurim, is not the same as less than a shavar pruta. Chatzi shir of chazer is the maaseh, it's chazer. It's chazer. You don't have the requisite amount to incur the punishment of malchus, the maaseh, it's chazer. Reb Chaim said less than a shavar pruta is just not money. It's not chashuv in the eyes of halacha. It's not half money or money, but not the requisite amount of shear. It's simply not money. It's garnished in the eyes of halacha. Why then does the Rambam say you're not allowed to steal less than a shavar pruta? So look at the continuation of the Rambam. The Rambam says va'asa lignov deres chayk. You're not allowed to steal as a joke or lignov amanas lahachzi, or to steal having in mind to return it, to pay. I'll steal it and give you money instead of the item. Says the Rambam, why are you not allowed to do these things? Because Geneva is not only Avera that's Bein Adam L'Chavera, I harmed you, so if it's less than a Shavar Pruta, I didn't really harm you, not Choshev in the eyes of Halacha. It's also also because it margil me, it accustoms me to acting, you know, like a thief. It's Isar Midois, Bein Adam La'atzma. You're not allowed to act in this kind of abusive fashion. Okay, so it sounds like from the Rambam, this is not also because you actually stole money from your friend, because he includes it with the Gneva Deres Chayk. Rather, this is an Isar Midois. You're not supposed to act in this kind of fashion to be a ganav. But again, Reb Chaim said the same argument as the Ran, that it less than a Shavar Pruta is simply not money. And therefore, says the Ran, even though the Didi Chazili can elevate it to be from a Shavar Pruta to be Heislaim, if you would actually pay that amount for it, says the Ran, but they cannot elevate it from less than a shavar pruta to be worth a pruta by kiddushin. The Ran might be going l'shitasai. This is a famous l'shitasai of the Ran. Later on in another sugya, look, Rabbi Yisrael Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Turn to Yud Beis Amud Aleph. 10 lines from the bottom. Amar Shmuel, Yudbezim and Aleph. Kidsha b'tamara. He marries her with one date.
After one date?
Kidsha b'tamara. Afil amed kur tamarim b'dinar. Even if a kur, that's a great amount of tamarim, is worth one dinar, which means if a whole, you know, bushel of tamarim is worth one dinar, each tamara is worth less than a pruta, even though the tamara is worth less than a pruta, mikudeshes. The kiddushin is valid. Why? Chayshinan shema shavar pruta b'modai. Maybe here it's not worth a pruta, but where is it worth a pruta? In modai. Somewhere else it's worth a pruta. For 1 minute. V'an antanan. We learned in the first mission of the Masechta. Beisil oimim b'pruta, v'shavar pruta. It has to be worth a pruta. That's aleph of Kesef Kiddush. It has to be worth a pruta. Loi kasha. Habi kiddushay vaday, habi kiddushay safek. That's in order to generate or to create a kiddushin that is certainly valid. This is a kiddushay safek. Why is it a kiddushay safek? Shema shavar pruta b'madai. Maybe in madai it's worth a shavar pruta. Yeah.
What's the value in setting standard that would
Sounds like anything that we could rightly have a suffix, maybe elsewhere it's worth more money.
What would be like? What would you do after that? Like, what
would be the? It's a suffix kiddushin. You need a suffix get. Yeah. Suffix kiddushin. Because shema shavar pruta b'modai. So everybody say, look at the run. Look at the run. Over here, Oisva. Writes the run. Because of a Ramban. V'chein b'toisvis. The hada amina chashinon. Shemesh avaputa b'madai. Lav lo meimra. This doesn't mean to say, diyadinim b'vadai. Let's say we know in the, you know, two towns over there's a run on dates and they don't have them. Here we do. There, it's worth more money. It's worth a shavaputa. That doesn't mean to say iyadinim b'vadai lehava kiddushin gemurin. That here it will be kiddushin gemurin because over there it's worth a shavaputa. Stam. Even if you know we don't know kashin and shemesh shavaputa b'madai. If we don't know, we're afraid. Maybe it is kiddushin because maybe elsewhere it's worth more. Even if we would know with certainty elsewhere it's worth a shavar pruta, lo have kiddushin gemurim, it would not be a good kiddushin. Came in the hacha loy shava. Here it's not worth a shavar pruta. How do we determine the value of an item? How much does it sell for now and here? Right here, right now, how much will it sell for? You know, market value. Whatever it is, it is. How much does it sell for in the marketplace? That's the value. And if here it's not worth a shavaputa, just because over there it is, doesn't matter. Okay, Rabbi Yossi, so according to the Ramban, let's say we would know with certainty it's worth a shavaputa over there. Is it good kiddushin here? If it's not worth a shavaputa here? No. No. No good. What do we mean, chashin and shavaputa b'madei? What we mean is, it's chumra de'eshes ish. That's what he writes over here. Gabi Hekdash, a chumra derabbanan ba'almahu be'issa eshes ish. This was just a chumra they threw out there. It really doesn't matter if it's worth a shavaputa in Madai or not. Lamaisa, if here it's not worth a shavaputa, the kiddushin is garnish ketan. It's nothing. So the Ran does not like this, which he quoted in the name of the Ramban. He said, we call it kiddushay safik. Kiddushay safik doesn't sound like a chumra derabbanan, mishum chumra de'eshes ish. Kiddushay safik sounds like we're talking about something significant. So continues the Ran. Nearly, if I would know with certainty in Madai, somewhere else, it's worth the Shavaputa, Kiddushe Terehen. It's certainly a good Kiddush in Midai Raisa. The Kaven Shehinis Ratzis Behen, Vishavin Pruta Be'eze Mokoim, it's worth the Shavaputa over there. Ilu Yadu Ha'en, okay. Now, says the Ran, if the Edom know elsewhere, they pay a shavaputa for it. It's as if she said, for me, it's worth a shavaputa. 1 minute. If it's lididi shavali, why does it have to be worth a shavaputa in Madai? If according to the Ran, this whole halacha of chayshina shavaputa in Madai, again, I give a woman one date. Here you go. Harei mekudeshesli b'tmorazu. So the Gemara says, Chayshishin l'kiddushav. Maybe somewhere else people would pay a pruta for one date. Okay. Rosh Hashanah time, Yipi Chadashav. Maybe we pay Simonim. You pay a pruta for a date. So, the Gemara says, Safi kiddush. What if I know certainly someone would pay this amount? Says the Ran, then it's good. Why is it good there? In that situation, even though here it's worth less than a pruta because somewhere else it is worth a shavar pruta, says the Ran, it's like udidi shavali. It's like she said, for me it's worth a shavar pruta. Well, if it's for me it's worth a shavar pruta, why do I need it to actually be worth the shavar pruta somewhere else? What does that add to the equation? Why does that help? And if it's not worth a shavar pruta somewhere else, she can't say udidi shavali. If for her it's worth a shavar pruta, what difference does it make if it's worth a pruta somewhere else? So explains the stipler, Nikilas Yaakov, the opinion of the Ran, that this is the Ran Lashitasai. The Ran holds the Didi Shavali only works in what situation? In what situation does the Didi Shavali work? If it's already worth a pruta, meaning it's already Toras Mamon, it's considered to be money, I can elevate it to be Hesloin. If it's worth less than a pruta, you can't, it's not Toras Mamon, it's not value in the eyes of Halacha, you cannot elevate it to be Toras Mamon. So says the stipler, in the opinion of the Ran, here, if elsewhere it's worth a shavaputa, that endows it with teiras mamon, that makes it choshev in the eyes of halacha, because Yenim would pay a pruta for it. Now it's mamain, even though here it's not worth a sheva pruta, she can say the didi sheva li and make it worth a sheva pruta for her. Why do I need it to be sheva pruta b'madai, sheva pruta over there? Why do I need that? Because if it's not sheva pruta over there, it's not money here. What it makes it, that helps over here, is that now it's tyrus mamon. Since over there someone would pay a sheva pruta for it, here it's tyrus mamon. So now I can elevate it from being less than a sheva pruta to being more than a sheva pruta. In general, the Ran holds you can't do that, because you can't take something from being not chashiv in the eyes of halacha to being chashiv. But if over there it's worth a sheva pruta, it's already chashiv in the eyes of halacha, now over here also I can elevate it artificially, lididi shevili, and make it worth a sheva pruta for kesef kiddushim. Rabbi, so you here? Yeah, what?
What if you, like, with the case of the tamarin, like, it's all the same thing. Let's say we had two different objects that were both worth half a pruta. Let's say, I'll give you both of these, and now it equals a pruta. Would that work?
Didn't the Gemara discuss that? What if I give you...
The cow and the woman, or the girl.
Yeah.
That's one object.
That was one object with two people.
Yeah, not two objects.
No, if you give a composite that's worth a pruta, why should that be no good? You're giving two objects that are worth a sheva pruta.
Only together, though.
Okay, but you're giving them together. Yeah.
To be considered a Torah Smalon, it has to be deemed by at least one.
Either worth a sheva pruta here, and I can artificially elevate it, or, you know, its value to Chamei Shloim, or if it's worth a sheva pruta over there, with certainty, I know in Mo'ad it's worth a sheva pruta, here, even though it's not worth a sheva pruta, it's Torah Smalon. And now, because it's chashiv in the eyes of halacha, because over there someone would pay for it.
That's with certainty, you know.
Yes, you know with certainty. The Ramban said, even if you know with certainty, here it's not worth the sheva pruta, so who cares what she says? If here it's not worth the sheva pruta, the kiddushin is no good. It's a chubin de rabbanan shem sheva pruta b'madai. And the Ramban says, no. If I know with certainty over there it's worth the sheva pruta, so now it's chashiv in the eyes of halacha, it's teres mamon. If here she accepts it in lieu of kiddushin, that's like udidi shavali, and she elevated it to be a sheva pruta for her.
But she does have to accept it, right? Like,
yeah, she has to accept it.
But that's
Max's point. She accepted it because she wanted to get married. Yeah. The Rambam seems to have a different approach than the Ran. He agrees with the Ran that if it's worth a sheva pruta in Madai, it certainly is good, not like the Ramban, but he disagrees in terms of how he understood it. Look at the Rambam, Perek Dal Ishus Halacha Yotes. Same Gemara over there. Shema Sheva Pruta B'Madai. Writes the Rambam, HaMekadesh B'Pochaz Mishav Miputa Eina Mekudeshes. Mekadesh with less than a Sheva Pruta, Kiddushin is no good. We know that. Kidja Ba'echo B'Kli. He gives her a date. Sheshava Pochaz Miputa Harezu Mekudeshes B'Safik. If you give her food that's worth less than a Sheva Pruta, it's a suffik kiddushin. Why the tzricha get me suffik? Why shema davarze sheva pruta? But makom acher, maybe even though here is less than a sheva pruta, somewhere else it is. Halamadata shekom mekadesh b'sheva kesef im haya sheva pruta b'isa medina harei eilu kiddushay v'adai. If here it's worth a sheva pruta, kiddushin is certainly good. V'meino sheva pruta harei eilu kiddushay suffik. It's kiddushay suffik. Maybe here it's not worth the sheva pruta. Maybe somewhere else it is. Continues the Rambam. Yiroli, wherever the Rambam says Yiroli, that means it's not found in any earlier source, which is a problem, because that means every time he doesn't say Yiroli, it's found somewhere else in an earlier source, and we often don't have the earlier sources. The Rambam says something, we don't know where he got it from. But here where he says Yiroli, we know it's not found anywhere else. This is the Rambam's own conjecture. Yiroli, Shem Kidesh Betav Sheo Obiyerek, She'eno Miskayim. What if your Mekadesh are with something that, will not last? It's going to go rotten. You'll never last. Even if it's worth a Sheva Pruta and Madai, you'll never get there with this thing being intact. There it's no good. So if you give her something which is only going to last, for a few hours, or a day or so, you'll never be able to get now. Whether we travel much faster, it's hard to even speak about this. But the Rambam is talking about something where you would never be able to get it to some other part of the world where it's worth a sheva pruta. So then it's definitely no. The kiddushin is no good. Sharei davar zeh eino magil l'makom acher ad sheyipase ad sheyifsa v'yoyvad v'lo yesh sheva klum. If you hear the Rambam saying a different shot than the Ran. The Rambam is saying, you know why the Kiddushin is good here? Let's say it would certainly be worth a Sheva Pruta in Madai. Says the Rambam, the Kiddushin there for sure is good. Why? Because I could travel there Or someone could travel from there to here, and he'd be willing to pay a pruta for it. So therefore, says the Rambam, it has to be something that will last throughout your travels. So the Rush quotes this, and he disagrees. Mitach Dvarav, Mashmashim, Hayinu Yoidim, Shehu Shavar Pruta B'Makoy Makar, Hayzim Kudesh, Shabtun, just like the Ran. If we knew it was worth the Shavar Pruta somewhere else, the Kedushin would certainly be good. Kevan De'i Is Urkala Hasam, Shavi La Pruta. You could travel there, be worth a Pruta. Or someone could travel from there to here. V'ha Dekari Lu Kedushay Safek, is only because Shema Shavar Pruta B'Madai. Ve'en Yadu Alanu B'Vadai, Shavar Pruta B'Makoy Makar. We don't know that it is worth a Shavar Pruta, but if you would know, the Kiddushin would certainly be good. So for the Rambam, it sounds like it's a different standard. It's not that I have to be Mekadesh with something that is actually worth a Shavar Pruta. Here, is this item worth it? One French fry, right? Not worth a Shavar Pruta, probably. Could you travel to somewhere else? You know, again, my mother always tells you that people starving in Africa. Could you throw this out, you know? So, yeah, it'll last till you get to Africa, you know? Okay, so then fine, the French fry would be, the Kiddushin would be good over here. But it sounds like, for the Rambam, that since someone from there could come to here, someone from here could go to there, so that means it has, like the Ran told us, Toiras Mamon, it has value. Someone from there could come to here, someone from here could go to there and bring this item there to them. Even though here, indisputably, it's not worth a Shavar Pruta. Here it's not worth a Shavar Pruta. Here it's not worth a Shavar Pruta. And value here is determined by how much it sells for here. And here it doesn't sell for a Shavar Pruta. According to the Rambam, still the Kiddushin is good because all you have to do is be Mekadesh with something that is worth a Pruta somewhere to somebody, and you could get this item to them. That's good enough. The Ran told us a different part. The Ran told us when it's worth the Shavar Pruta over there, that endows it with Tyrus Mammon. I don't actually have to get this item over there, no. But since it's worth the Shavar Pruta over there, I could say with Didi Shavali and artificially pump up the value here to me, you know, subjectively. The Ran doesn't say that. The Rambam says, since we could travel over there and it will be worth a Shavar Pruta over there, even though here it's not, since it's worth a Shavar Pruta to somebody, you know, in our circle where we could reach it, even though here it's not worth a Shavar Pruta, that's good enough for Kiddushin. You don't have to artificially pump it up. For Kiddushin, then, for the Rambam, what it seems like he holds is, you don't need a Shavar Pruta. What you need is Tyras Mamon. The reason you can't get married less than a Shavar Pruta is because it's not Tyras Mamon. But once you have something that's worth a Shavar Pruta to somebody somewhere, that's Tyras Mamon, even though to both parties, neither one of us is this worth a Shavar Pruta. No one's saying it is. The Kiddushin is valid. Because now it has Tyras Mamon. This could perhaps, last thing for today, explain another opinion of the Rambam. This is perhaps the Machlokes in the Rambam and the Ran. Everybody say, look at the Ran. Back in Ois Dalet. The Ran told us, when does Lididi Shavali work? The Gemara has a limitation. Who does Lididi Shavali work for by Pinyin Aben? Only for who? The Gemara said, over here in Ardaf, Chesem et Aleph. When does Lididi Shavali work? A guy comes, he gives an eagle to a Kain, a calf to a Kain, a talus to a Kain, it's not worth a Shavar Pruta, it's not worth Hayslaim. The Kain says, to me it's worth Hayslaim. So Gemara says, when does that work? For who? No. For who? For Rav Kahana. Why for Rav Kahana? Because he would actually pay that amount for it. He was a hat connoisseur. He would pay that amount for it. So look at the Ran. Ois Dalet. Mihu mashma. Deba'ina shiadarko lisyaka b'kayoyitzi b'zah akadei dam halu. You have to be willing to pay that amount for this item. Halav haki lo matziyama lididi shavali. When can you say lididi shavali if you would actually pay that amount for this item? So the Ran told us that can work, you know, within reason. You can't elevate something to be mammon if it's not mammon, but that can work once it's worth a Shavar Pruta to make it hay slime. If you would actually pay that amount for it, it's good. El sheyeshu t'mu'al ha-rambam. She'kotze perkit al mehilkos bikurim, by hilkos by opinion aben. Noisin loy kli she'eno shavah b'shuk chameish slime. I give to the kohen this eagle, a talus, not worth hay slime. V'kivlu ha-kohen b'hay slime. The kohen accepted in lieu of hay slime. Harei b'nog podoy. The opinion aben is valid. So again, I give it to the Kain. He says, you know, in lieu of Heislam, for me, that's fine. The Rambam never stipulates, says the Ran, you have to be willing to pay that amount for it. He never says that. That whole line in the Gemara of Rav Kahana, this is only for Rav Kahana, he never mentions. Problem. Why doesn't he mention it? So look at the Kesef Mishnah, he explains. Over here, Ois Tes. Says the Kesef Mishnah on the side of the Rambam, Veli Nira. Shesever Rabbeinu Shekol Shehu Shaveh Heislaim L'Shum Adam. As long as it's worth five slime to somebody. Somebody would pay for this animal five slime. Afal pisha l'kayin zeh eino shavu kolkach. For you, it's not worth that amount. Yoko l'kablo beheisloim. You can take it for heisloim. V'hod amar Ravashi l'amanu k'gom Rav Kahana. That which Ravashi said, it's only by Rav Kahana. Hainu loimar. Di'i l'shuma l'am eino shavu heisloim l'mahani. Doesn't work. But as long as somebody, even if it's Rav Kahana, would pay that amount for this eagle, that's good enough. And this is the same as the Rambam's opinion by Shema Shevapunta B'Modai. The Rambam holds as long as somebody would pay this amount for it, and we could get there while the item will still be intact, that's within my sphere of reference, someone will pay that amount for this item, that's good enough. Even though I wouldn't, you wouldn't. That's what Lididi Shavali means. Means as long as somebody would pay that amount for this item, we're not officially propping up the value. Someone else would pay that amount for this item, that's good enough. Even though for me and you, it's not worth that amount. But the Maaseh is someone, since someone else would pay for it, it's Tairas Mamon, or it's Tairas Hay Slime. Somebody would pay this amount for that item, that's good for Kiddush and that's good for Pinyin HaBen. The Ran understood Lididi Shavali entirely differently. The Rambam understood as long as there's somebody in my sphere of reference who would pay this amount for it, even though neither one of us would, that's good enough. For Kiddushin and for Pinyin HaBen. The Ran held no. The Ran held Lididi Shavali or Chashina Shavaputa B'Madai, same halacha according to the Ran, is that I'm artificially propping up the value. So therefore the Ran says it has to already have Teiras Mammon. You can't prop up the value if it has no Teiras Mammon. It has to be Shavaputa B'Madai. It has to be worth a Shavaputa in order to pop it up by Pinyin HaBen. You can't prop it up from nothing to something. You can't prop it up that much. From being negligent in the eyes of halacha to being chashiv in the eyes of halacha. But once it's worth a Shavaputa in Madai, it's worth a Shavaputa here to somebody, to Rav Kahana, so he can prop it up to be worth more than that. But he has to be willing to pay that amount for the item. That's what the Ram says. The Ram says, no. As long as somebody's willing to pay for it, it's Teiras Mamon, I don't have to be willing to pay that amount for it. Who cares? So therefore, the Rambam never has that detail of the halacha. So both the Ran and the Rambam seem to assume it doesn't actually have to be worth a Shavaputa to either one of us, the Shavaputa here, the Ramban held it has to be worth the Shavaputa where you are. The Shavaputa B'Malai is a garnish. And Lididi Shavali by Kiddushin certainly wouldn't work. But the Ran and the Rambam hold, as long as it's worth the Shavaputa to somebody, somewhere else, in my sphere of reference, that's good enough. The Ran held is because I'm artificially propping up the value. And the Rambam held, you don't even have to do that. As long as by someone else it's worth that amount, for us it's good too. Because now it has Teiras Mamon, we can get married with Teiras Mamon even though it's not a Shavaputa. Yeah.
So the Rambam says that even though the market doesn't value it.
The market definitely doesn't.